Been a good day of college football. We've been drinking. It's been a good day, and that's why we're here with Fumble Brewski Podcast at the end of the night to give you our drunk thoughts. It's me, Trevor Hershey, along with Tim and Joe Dunn. Here's Big Joe right here.
Yeah. Here we go. We're going to give you all a good breakdown on top 25 matchups, interesting games, and random shit we thought was interesting. So here we go. Tim, why don't you recap it with breaking down top 25 matchups and start from the bottom up. Here we go.
All right. Bottom up. I tell that to all my women. All right. Well, we'll start with number 24. Oregon 58, Bowling Green 59.
Skip.
That was a skip. Skip. That was a game? That
Bowling
was a
score Green, of the game? Bowling Green 24. Bowling Green destroyed.
Oh, okay.
Skip. Let's go to something skip. More interesting.
Let's hear the scores. Let's hear the scores first.
Okay. Oregon 58, Bowling Green 24.
Fair enough. Was it Pac-12 versus MAC?
Pac-12 versus MAC. All right. Now, this one might sting a little bit for our very own Trevor, the Chocolate Master Hershey, our number 23 team.
Lost.
The pride and joy of our hometown. Number 23 Texas falls to an unranked Maryland. 29-34.
That's rough.
A classic overranking of
just so we know, there's obvious bias here.
Victims of the hype. I knew it was gonna happen. Drew Garner, our good buddy, told me our squad was gonna be a 10-11 win squad, and I just wanted to be on the record that he's a fucking moron.
So just so we know, going forward, Trevor Hershey, obvious UT fan.
But I knew we were overhyped.
I agree.
I concur.
All right, here we go. All
right, number 22, Boise State, best Troy, 56-20.
Game.
What a surprise.
Game. No one cares.
Now, this one I actually thought was pretty good.
No one cares? All right, no one cares.
Number 21, UCF, University of Cockfuckers, 56, beats UConn. 56-17.
This was the Thursday night game.
This was the Thursday night game? Yeah.
All
right.
I saw a brief highlight of that game. UCF looked phenomenal, but they had a great squad post Scott Frost.
Yeah.
Still looked really good.
You watched that?
But
I didn't watch it.
I think they were well coached. I honestly, I will be excited to see what they can do this year. Post Scott Frost, because it will actually be a good tell of what he's going to be able to do at Nebraska, or if he just had a solid squad over there.
I agree. I completely agree. All and right. They played Akron tonight, so they probably lost. But
no, it's all that. That game, by the way, is happening as we speak, so we got no idea. Akron could potentially beat Nebraska. Not that it's happened.
Okay.
These are a couple Akron homers over here. These dumb boys.
Yeah, that's true enough.
We're skipping down to number 18. The Mississippi State Bullfrogs.
Bullfrogs?
Bulldogs.
Bulldogs.
The right. Snake State Bulldogs.
The Snake State Bulldogs State beat Bulldogs. SFA 63-6.
Who's FSA?
Cream Pieing.
Stephen F. Austin.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
What's
our mascot?
No one cares.
Who cares? Game over. We all knew it.
This is good for the Big 12. Another cream pieable moment. West Virginia, 40. Tennessee.
Wait, can that be a thing real quick? Cream pieable moment.
Yes, we're gonna. That's gonna be one of our signature terms. So this is a cream pieable moment.
Someone gets the
brought to you by cream pies.
Brought to you by so-and-so sports.com.
Brought to you by YouPorn.
Hey, I'd be happy to be sponsored by them. All right. West Virginia 40. Who wants to guess what Tennessee scored?
17.
7.
14 points.
14 points. My God. Tennessee.
Good. What was that? SEC finally gets shit on.
SEC?
Yeah.
All right. There we go. SEC. Oh, you're so great.
Now,
fucking SEC. You're so great. Opening game. You're so great. All right.
Now, TCU beat Southern 55-7.
Is it Southern Texas?
I don't know what Southern. It just says Southern. And so, oh, wow.
Southern
know.
University. So Southern somewhere in the south of the somewhere. United States of America.
Does that qualify, like?
Probably a Division III school. Who knows? All right. TCU beats somebody. Nobody fucking cares.
Nobody cares.
The Frogs are still unpaid.
Hey, you know what's going to happen? TCU, they're going to lose to Oklahoma, and no one's going to
get it. Well, they got Ohio State in 2 weeks.
All right.
Ooh. Yeah, they're going to get
this.
So we hope they can beat them.
Does Urban Meyer return to that game?
No.
No? No, because that's... He's got a 3-game suspension.
That's his last game being suspended.
Ooh, that's a hell of a...
But he actually gets to go to practice that week, so it's basically nothing.
So Urban Meyer will be...
Who's Urban Meyer?
Fiddle in his...
The Urban Meyer.
Mervin Miles is the place downtown Austin.
There's going to be a guy named Mervin Tile on the sideline.
He's got a mustache.
Urban Mile.
I'm calling the plays.
Turban Mile.
Turban Mile.
He's just got a turban, a big beard, big jihadi beard.
Yeah.
I'm
Turban Mile.
I'm Turban Mile. Darka darka.
Okay. Number 15, USC. Pretty easily beats UNLV. Nobody cares.
That's a good game in the first half. They didn't look that good.
Yeah,
but they got a true freshman quarterback who is
prodigy.
Who could have been a senior in high school this year, but he left high school early.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
UNLV, you mean?
No. USC.
USC? Really?
Their true freshman quarterback could have been a senior. He would have been an old senior, but he graduated early, went to USC early. He could be a senior in high school right now, but he's playing starter at USC, a legitimate D1 program, as a true freshman.
Who's
18 years old.
Who's USC's head coach? Sorry.
Gabe McFadden.
Gabe McFadden? Okay, we'll go ahead with that. Game
effect. We'll have to get our research done.
Nobody knows.
Ranger, get on that.
Ranger, hey, by the way, just so the audience knows, Ranger is our studio dog.
He's lying on the floor, licking his own dick.
Oh, no, that's just Joe.
Not really. Not really. He'd be embarrassed if I told you that. He's just lying there sleeping.
Okay, we all know the number 13, Stanford Cardinals. Beat San Diego State 31-10.
But they played a tough first half. That was actually a pretty decent one. We can cover that one in 5-10 minutes.
Okay.
Good first half. Stanford did not look that good, but then they have, what's that guy's right receiver's name? Love looked like shit.
Arcega Whiteface.
Yeah.
Something like that.
There's this one guy they got. Yeah. He's got a beard. Looks like a fucking pirate.
Captain Jack Sparrow?
Swashbuckling pirate.
In the first three quarters, he had 200 yards and 3 touchdowns, and it was time to go to bed because it was Friday night, and we all just turned it off.
They stopped Bryce Love.
Love the new Jack.
28 yards.
Love the new Jack, but it was good to see that Stanford could do something that wasn't Bryce Love.
Correct.
So interesting. They're going to be actually a threat, I think, in the Pac-12 this year because they can actually throw the ball. They have a deep threat.
This guy, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
Yes, that's him.
The swashbuckling pirate. 6 catches, 226 yards, 3 touchdowns.
For Stanford?
Yeah.
6 catches, 3 touchdowns.
There we go. That's
226 yards.
Here's where we go down in New Orleans.
During the game, they said it was the most reception yards since 1997 or something like that.
Wow.
That's impressive.
But we got to go down to our typical coach speak here where he's like, this guy could be a spark plug for their offense.
Yeah,
am I wrong? Like,
he's
this guy, he could be a special player for Stanford. According to everyone else
Bryce Love is supposed to be the guy out there, but the fact that they have a deep threat really makes Bryce Love even more dangerous. The other thing was Bryce Love didn't seem to get frustrated. He blocked really well all game. He's not a small guy. I mean, he is a small guy. He's not a big guy. It's not easy for him. He's, 180 pounds, something like that?
Yeah.
Under 200 pounds. And he blocked linebackers all night. Did a really good job picking up blitzes so that they could run those long pass plays. And I think as the season goes on, teams won't be able to stack the box like they did because there's going to be a deep threat. I think Bryce Love's going to have a good year.
There we go. All right, Stanford, dark horse pick for the Pac-12. There we go. All right, who's next, Tim?
All right, you have the number 14 team versus the number 12 team.
All right, here we go. Big matchup of the night.
Big matchup of the night. Notre Dame 24, Michigan 14.
Another good game.
Michigan 17. That's right.
What did you say?
24-17.
24-17, Notre Dame beats Michigan.
Pretty good game.
Great game.
Notre Dame really actually controlled the game.
I'm not going to lie. A couple penalties here and there hurt Michigan big time.
But most of them were justified.
Justifiable penalties. Notre Dame had the game. I mean, home game for the Irish.
Notre Dame controlled that game. It became close at the end because Michigan had a big return. Was that what it was?
That
big return made it a game. If they had not returned that, it wouldn't have even felt close.
Yeah, we're obviously talking about this because this was college game days, big game. We pay attention to this one.
It was the game of the night, we were lucky we got a little bit. We were actually lucky we got some excitement at the end because it could have very easily just been controlled by Notre Dame. Notre Dame played a better game. They really did. They controlled the line on both sides for most of the game.
Yeah. Brandon Wimbush, great game. Drew Tranquil, Tavon Coney for the defense, locked it down. Great game overall.
Oh, yeah. Wimbush has... what was it? Third quarter? It was third and long, and he had that run up the middle. That really... Because if Michigan gets that stop, they can go down and score, and then it becomes a really close game. And they converted that drive into points, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
That was a big turning point. Wimbush looked really good there. Notre Dame played a really good game. They looked composed. Michigan's defense, for all the hype, looked bad.
They did. So we'll see what happens with Wolverines.
They looked like for big teams, they can get pushed around.
Yeah. So I mean, they got two more games and not Big Ten play.
Well, it's also hard to say this early in the season whether Michigan's underrated and they get pushed around.
Yeah.
Or Notre Dame's just really fucking good.
Yeah, I agree. I mean,
could be either one, you know.
Was that 2 years ago?
Texas
played Notre Dame and everyone was...
Everyone thought those two teams were going to be vying for the national championship and they both ended up in a shitter.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens with that. I mean, not even Big Ten play yet for Michigan and not even Notre Dame facing the hardest part of the schedule. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Michigan could be a hard part of the schedule, but we don't fucking know yet.
No idea. So, I mean...
Stanford looked good. They still got to play USC. USC, by the time they play them, is going to be a lot more composed. But we don't know what they're going to be this year. I mean, Notre Dame's probably what? They still got probably Michigan State this year?
They have Michigan State, who they barely...
They're probably coming up on the...
So we'll get back to the Golden Domers later, but who we got next up? Timo.
Well, hold on. The Akron-Nebraska game was delayed until tomorrow at 11:30 a.m.
Get the fuck out of here. Seriously.
Due to weather.
Fuck yeah. That's great. Wow. I know what I'm doing in the morning.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing.
Wait, they didn't even kick off?
Nope. Didn't even kick off.
They just said, screw it. Wow, that's...
That's awesome. Wow. I'm excited for that because more football is always good football, and I wasn't going to be able to watch that tonight.
But that's got to be a little bit of a letdown for their players.
That in Nebraska?
Is that Nebraska?
Yeah, so I think that's gonna probably be a harder on
Nebraska. I honestly think it's a harder on Nebraska.
You think it's hard? No way.
No,
it's gotta be harder on Akron.
Yeah, but you're a home team. You're gearing up for your home.
Yeah, but you go home and you sleep in your own bed. Akron's got to be on the road.
Nebraska.
They're
sleeps.
Expecting to go home tomorrow. They're not expecting to.
They all sleep in a hotel. They all sleep in a hotel before the night before the game.
Yeah, but sleeping in your own bed's a hell of a lot better than that.
I'm... Okay. Call me crazy. I'm expecting a closer game.
Well, there's no way to judge that.
I'm going to say...
instead of like 56,
56 to 9. Closer game. No, I'm kidding. Nebraska is going to kill Akron.
I expect Nebraska to come out and handle their business, but Scott Frost is a really good coach.
Kind of got rolling away.
But we'll see. It's the start of the Scott Frost era. Me being a UT fan, the start of the Tom Herman era went shitty with Maryland. Went shitty again tonight.
Again, Tom Herman era and his year two. All right, who we got next up, Tim?
This game was exciting to watch. Number 11 Sparties taking on Utah 13? State.
LSU?
Yeah, number 13.
Haven't played yet?
Well, they're tomorrow, right?
They're tomorrow.
They're Monday. Okay. 12, we already did. The Golden Domers.
Number 11, Michigan State, 38, Utah State.
Oh, this was a great game for Friday night. Yep. Friday night, I think this was, we were sitting around Friday night watching football, and this was just gold.
Yeah, good game. I mean, Sparty fucking held it out to the end.
I thought Utah had it.
I think Michigan State, I'm going to be honest, does not deserve to be in top 25.
Michigan State, okay, well.
Who's your head coach, Mark D'Antonio?
Yeah. I'm jumping ahead here a little bit. Yeah. But.
No way.
But OU, I think OU looked good this week. I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but. OU and Michigan State sometimes have the same thing where when they're ranked high, they do poorly.
Right. That's a good point. That's a fucking good point.
And I think Michigan State's going to struggle this year. They returned a lot of players, but we'll see. We'll see if they can put it together.
I think there's going to be one top Big Ten team that loses to Michigan State, though.
Why was Michigan State ranked so highly?
They returned like 19 starters, and they won a lot of games last year.
The Irish position,
that's true.
Yeah, but the Irish won 10 games last year. As much as you guys were disappointed because you're Irish fans, they won a lot of games last year. All right,
before we
and
continue,
one of them was
we'll
to
just
Georgia.
Make a mistake. Tim, our coordinator, massive Irish fan. Massive Irish fan.
Correct.
So whatever Tim's got to say, huge NDE homer. So, that being said,
Joe and Tim and Dan Lewis.
Yeah, Michigan State. Yeah.
Trevor, over here, me, Texas Homer, went there for 5 years, loved the school, want them to be good, but I've also watched them for the last 10 years and realized that we've been wildly mediocre, we've had a lot of shitty years lately, and I'm also second-tier Michigan fan, so it was a big game between us tonight. But I saw the better team win tonight, so I'm not going to... That one I can be pretty neutral on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Unbiased.
It was a good game. All right. We got up, but...
Okay.
Finish down the top 10.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go to the top 10 and see what we got here.
All right. This game, I know who everybody was rooting for. You have the...
Penn State.
The child,
The Penn State.
The child rapist.
45. Oh, this was a heartbreaker. Especially as a Michigan.
Yeah.
A guy who roots for Michigan.
Penn State 45.
I really wanted it to be somebody else.
Penn State.
And then to Application State.
Yeah. Application State. If you give an application,
Application State.
You're in.
What was that, overtime?
38. Overtime. Number 10 team in the country. Barely
scored. Appalachian State played a really good game. They were running the ball, which... I think that's going to be a big thing for Penn State.
But overall, I felt like Appalachian State in the fourth quarter, 28-7.
In the fourth?
Yeah. In the fourth quarter?
Trace McSorley did not throw a touchdown pass until the fourth quarter of the game.
Yeah, and he's supposed to be
a Heisman candidate?
Yeah. Dude, I wasn't honestly impressed by any of the Heisman candidates.
No.
That are like at least top three. Bryce Love,
Wait, who's Bryce Love?
38 yards.
He's a Stanford.
Oh, Stanford guy?
Trace McSorley.
Well, I think the running back for Wisconsin was the best.
Okay, yeah.
But we'll get there. This game was great game. It looked like Penn State had it in hand for a while, and then Appalachian State did what Appalachian State does. They grinded. They made some really good plays. And
you know what I love about Appalachian State? Fourth quarter, they look like they have nothing going for them. They score 28 points. Penn State scores 7. They put up the effort and the motivation to fucking kick some ass. And they got it done. It sucks they lost that game.
They could have easily won that game. Because
they lost that game.
No, because two drives before that, they held Penn State to 3 and outs, I think.
Yeah.
And then in the last drive, minute 30, they
Penn
let them go.
State, Trace McSorley, you know, as all good teams
credit,
do.
Credit due to them, they went down, they scored. And then they won it in overtime. They went down and scored a touchdown, and App State couldn't match. But it was a hell of a game.
Yeah.
But and the thing is, you got to worry about Penn State now because that defensive line.
Oh,
their defense.
Penn State's defense. Who's it gonna say? Penn State's defense is great. Nobody.
Wisconsin, and
Michigan.
Ohio State.
Michigan
looked. Their offense looked.
They now have a recipe,
but
destroy Penn State.
Michigan's got their own problems to work out on offense.
True.
But Ohio State and Wisconsin had looked great on offense. They could run them over.
It's like Penn State no longer has the luxury of having, oh, hey, we're going to have Saquon Barkley on a running back.
After tonight, I do not think McSorley can carry that team. I really don't. And I don't think their defense is good enough to shut down.
No.
I really think after tonight, I think it comes down to Ohio State and Wisconsin.
Yeah, and, you know, we're going to see
the Big Ten. I thought the Big Ten was really deep going into tonight.
I mean,
I think they're still good.
What's interesting to me is Ohio State played bumfuck you.
Yeah, but
Penn State actually had a good game against them. Going forward, I think whenever Ohio State gets Urban Meyer back, whenever he comes back from his suspension.
I don't think that's making much of a difference, though.
But
there's no way he's not coaching the team from remotely.
Oh, true. But Penn State, that was a all credit due towards Appalachian State.
I think
State.
Penn State is
that was
vulnerable.
That was a wake up call for them. They need to get their shit together, and I think that might do it.
All right, so at least they snuck it out, unlike Texas.
Yeah,
I also think we'll bounce back this season and do a little bit better, but I think they got a little too high on themselves.
You know, I'm calling it, or we'll get to that part later on. We're upset of the year or whatever.
We'll do conference champions after first week.
Tim, who you got next?
We have the number 7 OU Sooners
who stomped on Lane Kiffin.
No game. All right,
63-14.
Skip that.
Stomped on Lane Kiffin. Don't know if it was really a matchup. Lane Kiffin's been overrated, I think.
Okay, so here's a question.
I think he's a good coach, but at the same time, he may not have the talent. I don't know what's going on with that. We'll have to see another game.
Here's a question. Does Lane Kiffin have a career as a head coach at FAU? Or is he just like,
he'll be there for 4 more years.
But does he benefit from his experience at Alabama?
He's a head coach. He makes a hell of a lot of money.
Yeah, because he was a head coach or the offensive coordinator at Alabama, do they say, we have this guy?
Yeah, he was also the head coach at USC for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Tennessee, he was a head coach.
But
I'm not saying he's had any success. I'm just saying he has been a head coach.
Is that a rite of passage? I mean, FAU's not going to say, shit can him.
I mean, he could be just like, Belichick's coaching tree, which is shit.
Yeah, I mean, that's always been. Tim, what do you think?
But I think Saban's coaching tree has been pretty good, mostly.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think at this point he's just counting his blessings.
He's just going to stick with it?
I think he's pretty happy with it. He's going to pay it.
I don't think we'll go back to Alabama again.
I mean,
I don't think he should have left Alabama, to be honest.
Riding into this game, he had a what was it, 10 win streak? Obviously, when you play Alabama.
Are we still?
All right. Take a pause, Tim. Thank you for really yeah, Trev.
Are we still recording?
I hope so, yeah.
Oh, we got some pizza okay, left cool. over.
Yeah. We're still going. Sorry about that.
Pizza.
Anyway. No, I don't really think Lane Kiffin's all that good of a coach. I think he's a good coordinator, but hey, we'll see.
He's a much better coordinator than
Kiffin. I think he deserves the opportunity he's gotten.
Oh, for sure.
And that's all you can ask. If he can do something at FAU, he can. If not, yeah, we'll have to see what OU does. I mean, OU's got some good games coming up, I think. And we'll see what they do against Texas in October, early October. Of course, we'll have to see what Texas is in the next few weeks. But
yeah. All right. Who we got next, Tim?
Well, up next we have kind of an upset Pac-12 team. Washington versus Auburn. Number 9 Auburn beats them 21-16.
Washington beat wait, wait.
Lost.
Washington loses to Auburn.
What was Auburn ranked?
Number 9.
Number
6 Washington.
Ooh, good game.
So that puts a big asterisk
so
on the Pac-12.
Now,
yeah.
So Auburn Week moves 10. Up past Washington. What does Washington drop down to?
Ooh, good question.
Oh, man.
I'm going to
say... Now, here's the thing. Let's say the top 5 teams played some... With the exception, I think Ohio... Oregon State, I think, was okay. They got cream pie. But I think the top 5 teams played some pretty garbage teams. And so it's hard to say... And they pretty much decimated all of them.
Right.
I think they're going to stay the same.
Now, those... Washington. Top 5 will stay the same. I think Auburn is placed at number... 6.
I can see that.
And then Washington drops out of the top 10.
It was a close game.
Okay, who's 8,
so,
7, 6 again? If you don't mind me asking.
10 is Penn State. They're going to jump Penn State.
Penn State
looks like shit.
Yeah.
9 is...
9 is Auburn.
Who won?
Okay.
Who won? So they'll jump... I think they'll jump to 6.
And then the Canes play tomorrow. Canes number 8.
I think, well, depending on that game.
What's Florida State?
Florida State?
No, Miami.
No.
Miami.
Florida State's not ranked. Miami, we'll see how they play. But I think Auburn jumps to 6. I think that's a good assumption. I think Washington drops to... We'll just assume Miami is not going to move. We'll just leave them at 8. I think... Washington stays in the top 10 because they played a good game. They had a lead.
Washington State?
Washington. I said Washington stays, not Washington State.
No, my bad.
Washington, I think, will stay in the top 10.
But they were what, number 9 going into the game?
They were number 6.
Oh, that's right.
And they
that's
lost right. to number 9.
I think yeah, they'll stay top
10. I think they'll stay in the 10. Top 10. They played
because
a good game.
Nobody else in top 10 lost
and
a game. Actually, who was number 10 and 11?
10 and 11 were Penn
State
and Michigan State, who looked awful.
I see Notre Dame moving to 10. And
Notre Dame could jump them.
The other two moving back to. But
so
that's
12 was Notre Dame and 13 was
Stanford.
They won.
Right.
But they didn't look that good.
Well, San Diego State.
So, okay. I think Washington was more impressive than Stanford in that first game.
I agree.
I think Washington will stay above them.
Agreed.
I think. But yeah, it's going to be interesting. I think the top teams will stay the same. 1 through 5.
Yeah, without fail. Alabama 1. Who's 2?
I think Auburn will go up.
Because
I also think no one has a problem with Auburn going up because they're going to have to play Alabama at the end of the year. So,
who's 3 though?
Georgia.
Georgia 1. Who's 4?
Austin Peay. Wisconsin is number 4.
And Wisconsin played last night. They looked great.
Yeah.
They played a really good game.
So there we go.
I think top 5 stays what it is.
Pretty good. Yeah.
They all looked good.
I just wish they all played better teams.
What's, you know, Alabama?
I mean, we'll get that next week. I mean, Tim, could you pull up next week's top 25 matchups if you don't mind?
Yeah. Well, we can do that in a sec. But like, what do we think next week's gonna look like? Top five, I think, will probably look the exact same.
Most likely.
And then six, I think Auburn will probably go to six.
Yeah. But I mean, we got. Yeah, Auburn probably going to six. I mean, Penn State, I think they're going
to. If Miami wins, they're going to go to seven.
But, so Miami's what, 10?
Eight.
They have to put on a convincing win to do that. I think Notre Dame put on a convincing win.
I was going to say it'll be Miami at 7 if they win. If Miami loses, it'll be Notre Dame at 7. Then 8. It could be Notre Dame anyway. And then Miami at 8.
It doesn't matter at all because fucking playoff rankings. But, I mean.
Yeah, but then, let's see. Who's going to go up, though? Well, OU? No, OU is 7. They beat the crap, so they may be 6. OU will be 6.
Who we got at the top 4, Tim? I'm sorry.
Bama, Clemson, Georgia, Wisconsin.
And all then right. it'll be OU.
Ohio State or Oklahoma.
Alright,
go Ohio forward. State, then Oklahoma.
So Auburn.
And then Auburn or Notre Dame. I think Auburn and Notre Dame will be the next two spots, one way or the other. They'll be flipped. Is that 8-9?
7-8-9.
Who's?
And then I think they'll probably just, honestly, they'll probably just leave Penn State and Michigan State because they didn't lose. Yeah. And no one else, like, there's not been a big enough game to, I think, jump people.
Agreed. Who's number 5 next week, Tim?
Ohio State.
They
got another non-conference bullshit.
Yeah, they got. They don't have a test till week 3 when they play TCU, who's ranked 16.
Hey, but TCU, they played a good game this week.
Yeah, they're ranked 16. They played a good game. I think that's a real test week 3, and they do not have Urban Meyer back. So.
Ohio State plays Rutgers.
Week 3?
Next week.
Oh, yeah.
Week 3, they play TC.
Interesting. So, we got a good game of matchup for next week. Who's, Tim, if you don't mind me asking, what's the big game coming forward next week?
Well, we still got 2 big games this week.
Miami and LSU?
Miami LSU tomorrow. We got what's Monday?
That's true.
Virginia Tech and
yeah, but that's not to disparage FSU? Virginia Tech. Yeah, it's Virginia Tech versus Florida State.
I mean, it's not a top 10 matchup, but I think it's still an important game because I think it's more an important game. I don't really know much about Virginia Tech this year, but if Francois is back to form.
Ricky Jean.
The other thing is they lost their coach, but DeAndre Francois is good this year. I think Florida State's going to be actually a power to be reckoned with.
Yeah, but that might not be like.
Yeah.
That's only going to be, in my mind, to bolster Miami. Clemson. Clemson. If Clemson beats.
Well,
here's what I imagine.
Whoever comes out of the ACC is going to be in. I don't think they can get 2 teams into the playoffs.
If Clemson somehow has managed to win out with
Clemson, I think
who's their fucking quarterback?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they played 2 quarterbacks today.
Yeah.
If they're able to win out, it's going to be the same bullshit everyone expects from the college football playoffs. In which Alabama was able to win against a team that they're designed to win against.
The problem is, the problem with those two teams, too, with Clemson and Alabama, is if they don't win their conference,
they're fucked.
No, they're not fucked. That's the problem. Then they tend to let whoever won the conference and them in. Say Miami wins the conference.
Yeah.
But Clemson has a good season. They're going to want to put Clemson and Miami in. If Georgia wins the conference.
But if they somehow beat some other SEC team, yeah.
Say at the end of the year, Auburn gets into the, wins the West and gets into the championship. Same as last year.
They win the SEC championship.
But Georgia wins the SEC championship. Even if Auburn does. If Alabama stays home for SEC championship weekend, they're getting in because they're Alabama.
Yeah. Wow, that's a problem I agree with, and I hope that it doesn't fucking come to that.
And I wonder, see, I don't think the same thing will happen in the ACC because they're not two conferences, so it's the top two teams play.
But
is the ACC in two sides, or is it?
Yeah.
It isn't two sides?
As far as I believe, yeah.
So it could be the same thing. If Miami was to beat Clemson in a close one, I think they're on the same side, and they play Florida State, I think Clemson could still get in.
Big old Florida rivalry.
And it'd just be ACC, SEC, whole fucking playoff.
But, okay, here's one thing. What I loved about was, not the past year, 2 years ago, Clemson winning against Alabama. That is a non-SEC type offense winning against a defense that is inherently built to win against SEC defenses. And that is why Georgia lost is because in the first half they went what spread offense essentially. And Georgia had the game.
Alabama came back and played through it around with.
Georgia had it.
Tua. Yeah, but the Alabama had a response to that, and then they passed the ball, and then they scored 4 points.
Yeah.
Very true.
Anyways. All right.
I think the only.
We got a good week of football coming up on next week, and
all right, what do we got left? Let's see predictions for the next games.
The only good game next week, I think, is going to be number 15 USC versus number 13 Stanford.
All right,
We got Clemson versus A&M, which I think would be kind of an interesting.
Speaking
game.
Of top 25 matchups, Tim, you just said it. What do we have? Any upsets? Whatever we have going on.
We have Tulsa versus number 23, Texas. Texas, I think.
Texas will
by two touchdowns.
Yeah, Texas is not going to be right next year. Or next week.
We got Georgia versus South Carolina. I think that's going to be a good game. I think Georgia wins by two touchdowns, though.
Yeah.
I mean, all our top five teams play shit teams again, so it's, I mean, Wisconsin plays New Mexico.
Wow.
OU plays UCLA. Which might be okay.
They got Chip Kelly over there at UCLA now, so.
Yeah, ND plays Ball State or Testicle Tech, his dad likes to call it.
Testicle Tech.
And Michigan State plays Arizona State. Penn State plays Pitt, so.
Penn State plays Pitt?
Yeah.
Not really good.
Penn State will be one to watch, I think.
I think after this week, with the. Honestly.
Who's play next week?
The
Ball State.
Oh, Testicle Tech.
Wait, Pitt's got Ball State?
No, Notre Dame does.
No. Who's Penn State?
Penn State versus Pitt.
Penn State.
But they don't have the reliance upon Saquon Barkley.
No.
Alright. So all right. we got two more big games this weekend.
Miami and LSU.
Yeah, what do you guys think is going to happen on that one?
I think LSU is gonna.
I think Miami's gonna take care of LSU.
Yeah?
I really do. I think it's gonna be two touchdowns. I don't think it's gonna be really close.
Who's it? Ed Orgeron, the head coach of LSU now?
Yeah.
Still, I don't know.
I think I see LSU winning by, I'm going to say 45-24.
See, I don't see that many points being scored. I think it's Miami, but I think it's 38-21, somewhere around there, something like that.
Closer game.
Yeah. I think Miami handles them.
For what?
LSU, Miami.
Miami.
Oh, Miami.
I think LSU's gonna punch him in the face for the first 10 minutes, but then they'll recuperate.
All right, and then Monday we got Virginia Tech, Florida State. What do you guys think of that one?
That's a tough one.
I mean, I got Florida State by 3. I think it's probably a mid-scoring game, so I think it's probably like 41-38.
Would you be? Yeah.
Honestly, I'm gonna pick Florida State by. By 14.
Right. I think Florida State, I think Francois comes back. I think they have better quarterback play. I think that leads up to the victory. But I think it's going to be a pretty close game.
So, this is a stupid story. But it's, I remember watching Virginia Tech try and come out to a badass hype up theme song. And they got their asses kicked. It was by my. I believe it was Miami, but I don't think Virginia Tech is any good whatsoever. So,
all right. So,
yeah.
Last thing, anyone got any upsets to pick for next week?
Tim, what are your upsets for next week?
I think Stanford beats USC.
That's a good one. I could see that.
Is that next week?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I think Arizona State beats Michigan State. And I think Pitt beats Penn State.
Those are all really... Yeah, I think those are the teams that are on upset alert. All
right. Well,
I don't know. I'm trying to think of any other teams that I saw this week really seem like they're on upset alert. And for the most part, I don't think so. I mean, most of the teams who had good games this week were up there have shit games next week, or they're still shit games. Like bunch of the top teams, like OU has another shit game, Alabama, Georgia.
Yeah, I mean, that's always like the tough call is who's gonna say. We had a great game this week. It's like whatever your head coach can say to you in the locker room, and this is what drives me fucking crazy.
I think Stanford's a good call because they played a pretty good coached San Diego State team, and they had a little bit of struggle. And I think USC's young and inexperienced, and I think Stanford could take it to them early.
Yeah, but
and stay on them. But at the same time, it's still so early.
But how do you convey that message to like your young players? Like, hey, this game is of importance. We need
They're all of importance.
But like how do you effectively say that without saying like the generic coach speak, where it's like, hey, we need to go out and punch them in the mouth.
I don't think it's so much what the coach can do. I think it's more what they experienced in the first weekend. Like, Stanford, I think, is going to be more ready to play because they played a good game.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
But that's why I think they are on upset alert. The other thing is, like, Penn State against Pitt could very well got the wake-up call in App State, and they could come out and they could beat them by 30. I don't know.
Yeah.
So early in the season, I just don't. We're gonna need to get a couple more games under our belt before I think we can really kind of see the identity of these teams, you know.
I agree. So hey, thank you for joining us. This is Joe and Tim Dunn plus Trevor Hershey. And Tim Rice, unfortunately, he's not able to join us for this game because he's out and about. Not rest in peace. He's our man. He's just super busy. We thank you for joining us. And this is the Fumble Brewskis podcast. If you don't mind, just like, comment, and subscribe to our podcast. And we'll be talking to you soon. Thank you.
We end up at 45.